感谢主，感谢主给我们主日的早晨可以一起来敬拜神。
God, we thank you for this morning that we can come and worship you.
感谢主这个周末给我机会跟弟兄姐妹一起来思想上帝的话语。
And I thank God for giving me this weekend to share with you the Word of God.
这一次我们的信息都是根据罗马书第十二章。
The message that we've been sharing coming from Romans chapter 12.
礼拜晚上我们一起思想了罗马书十二章第一节跟第二节。
On Friday night, we shared about Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
那这两节圣经应该说是我们基督徒生活的基础。
These two verses should be the foundation of Christian's life.
我们要过一个得胜的丰盛的基督徒生活。
We want to live a victorious and abundant Christian life.
我们必须要将自己献上给主。
Then we have to give ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们的生命是从神而来。
Our lives are from God.
我们要把从神所得来的再奉献给他。
And from what we receive from God, we have to give back.
所以保罗说，你们要将身体献上当作活祭。
So Paul tells us that we have to offer our bodies as living sacrifice.
我们的基督徒生活不是我们一个人的事儿。
But our Christian life is just not, it doesn't depend just on us.
当我们信了耶稣之后，
When we believe in Jesus,
我们不光是进入基督里面，
Not only we enter into his presence,
我们也进入基督的教会，
But we enter into his church.
就是说我们每一个基督徒都要过教会生活。
That means every Christian should live a life oriented around church.
我们要跟其他的基督徒有关系。
We have to fellowship with other Christians.
这个叫做肢体的生活。
This is what we mean by fellowship.
第十二章第三节到第八节就是讲到基督徒肢体的怎么样生活。
And verse 3 through verse 8 talk about how Christians should live among each other.
然后借助上帝所给我们的恩赐来彼此服侍。
Talks about how God gives a different gift to serve one another.
也使我们的教会可以成长。
So that our church can grow.
那我们不光是有这些，有生命，有生活，有侍奉。
Not only we have the Christian life, the serving.
并且要把这个生活实践在每一天的日子当中。
We also have to practice this in everyday living.
那其实呢，基督徒是不信的人的最大的 stumbling block 绊脚石。
Christians can be the biggest stumbling block for non-Christians.
有一个人说，卖耶稣的人是耶稣的门徒。
The person who sold Jesus is Jesus' disciple.
对不对？谁出卖了耶稣
？Who betrayed Jesus？
不是一个法利赛人。
It wasn't a Pharisee.
不是一个外邦人。
It wasn't a Gentile.
是耶稣的一个门徒
犹大。But it was his disciple, Judah.
那今天我们基督徒也是在不知不觉当中，可能我们出卖了耶稣。
So maybe unknowingly Christians today, we are betraying Jesus.
所以我们基督徒不要光会做工。
So pray that God help us not only do the work.
我们要学习怎么样做人。
But learn to be a Christian.
常常有人说，基督教就是教我们做好人。
A lot of people have this conception that Christianity is about doing good work.
有人说，宗教是教人劝人行善。
Or talking about how religions are all the same that talk about good morality.
但是这个善人靠自己是行不出来的。
But this goodness from God cannot be achieved from human.
我们必须要先有生命。
We have to have the life from God first.
才有生活。
Before we can live it out.
所以保罗在这个书信里面告诉我们，
So Paul talks about this in chapter 12.
第一章到第八章要我们有一个新的生命。
Chapter 1 through chapter 8 talks about how we need to have a new life.
耶稣基督死在十字架上来拯救我们。
Jesus died for us on the cross to save us.
12章到16章是叫我们怎么样把这个生命活出来。
Chapter 12 through chapter 16 tells us how to live out this life.
所以基督徒，我们作为基督徒如何来生活。
So how do we live our life as a Christian?
今天我们要看今天早上第一堂我们要看12章第9节到第14节。
The first message I want to share with you is from chapter 12 verse 9 through 14.
那我们先看第九节、第四节、第十节。
We'll look at verse 9 and 10 first.
保罗说：“不可爱人，不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。”
Paul talks about let love be genuine, abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good.
爱弟兄要彼此亲爱，恭敬人要彼此推让。
Love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing
honor. 那这九这两节的圣经。
These two verses.
保罗是讲到我们怎么样跟人相处。
Paul talks about how we should interact, relate with one
another. 这两节圣经里面讲到四件重要的事情。
These two verses talk about four important things.
第一个，保罗说你们爱人不可虚假。
It talks about how love needs to be genuine.
所以另外一方面来说就是爱要真诚，要true。
Talks about how love needs to be real.
什么是虚假的爱？
What is fake?
就是有口无心。
It means you're only talking to talk.
可能表面上表现得很好。
Could be the outer appearance looks good.
但是内在里面却是险恶。
But within inside of you, it's evil.
有一个故事说到一对年轻人。
There's a story talk about a young couple.
哦，两个人爱得死去活来。
They're deeply in love.
不能同生要同死。
They wish that they were born together. If not, they can die.
这一辈子除了你，我不嫁。
Other than you know, they say without you, I won't marry.
这一辈子除了你，我不娶。
I won't see any other person.
恋爱恋得火辣辣的。
They're deeply in love.
有一天说要结婚了。
And one day they said, let's get married.
那结婚要经过父母的许可。
And so they need to get the blessing from their parents.
所以就去这个。女方的家里面去求婚。
So the guy went to a girl's parents' house and to propose.
可是这个女方的家长不喜欢这个男孩子。
But the girl's parents don't like this guy.
死也不要把女儿嫁给他。
They didn't want to marry their daughter off.
那这两个人怎么办呢？
So what did they do?
没有父母的许可。
They didn't get the blessings from
their parents. 特别是我们中国古代的这种思想。
Especially in the Asian culture.
所以他说：“咱们不能够同生就同死。”
So they say, since we were born together, we'll at least die together.
所以就跑到 Potomac River.
They went to Potomac River.
那边有一个桥，你知道吗？
There's a little bridge.
是这个 subway 走的桥。
Where the subway go through.
这一段是我改的啊。
I actually modified the story a little bit.
就在桥上，两个人抱头大哭。
And so they held on to each other on the bridge and
started crying. 我们这辈子不能做夫妻。
And they say we can't be a husband and wife in this life.
希望下一辈子再有机会。
And hopefully maybe next time.
两个人就抱头大哭，然后就一起跳到江里面。
And then they jumped together.
Potomac River 里面。
Into the Potomac River.
跳下去以后。
And after they jumped.
那他们就在那水里面喝水呀。
They're drinking water.
那这个女孩子呢，不会游泳。
The girl doesn't know how to swim.
男孩子会游泳。
But the guys do.
他在喝喝水的时候。
So when she
was, he was drinking water.
Water,
他心里面忽然间有个意念。
The thought that came to him.
他说，何必呢？ Why bother?
Why bother?
何必呢？何必要喝水呢？
Why am I here? Why am I drinking water?
后来呢？他就游泳出来。
And he decided to swim to the shore.
这个当然是一个故事。
And this is a story.
那今天我们也看到多少的爱的关系。
And we see a lot of relationship in today's life.
很可惜的，或者很不好讲的一句话，就是很多人进入婚姻的爱也是假的。
What's unfortunate is a lot of people entering into marriage with a fake love.
所以就后来就不能够这个一辈子在一起。
So they cannot spend the rest of their life together.
保罗说你爱人不可虚假。
Paul tells us let love be genuine.
我们对人的爱都是发自内心。
That let our love should come out of our heart.
我们不要那种想得的爱。That love that you want.
It's not a love that you want.
我们也不要找那个换取的爱。
It's not a love that you conditional and you.
爱不是交换的。
It's not something that you can exchange.
不是你爱我，我就爱你。
It's not because you love me.
这个不是圣经所讲的。
It's not what the love that God.
那真诚的爱是无私的爱。
A genuine love is a selfless love.
真诚的爱是忘我的爱。
A genuine love is a one that doesn't care about yourself.
那这个 只有上帝的爱才是这样的爱。
Only God's love is like that.
那上帝的爱有四个特点。
And God's love has four different characteristics.
上帝的爱是无条件的。
His love is unconditional.
然后在我们还做罪人的时候，耶稣基督就为我们死。
Even when we're sinners, Jesus Christ died for us.
神爱我们不是因为我们可爱。
He loved us not because we're lovable.
他爱我们就是我这个样子。
He loves us just as the way we are.
没有条件。
There's no condition.
上帝的爱是不改变的。
His love is unchanging.
很多人的爱都会改变。
Our loves change.
我刚刚讲这个故事也是在水里面爱就改变了。
And just like the story I was telling you, when the guy was in the water,
有些人在中国的时候夫妻相爱。
In Chinese, we say that when a husband and wife are in
when
love.
When they were in China, 他们彼此相爱。
When they're in China, they're in love.
当他来了美国以后。
When they come to US.
环境改变了。
The environment changed.
状况改变了
the condition changed,
条件改变了
the situation changed,
关系就改变了
and their love changed,
就不爱了
they don't love each other.
我有一次去南部讲道
there's one time I was in the
有一个弟兄来跟我讲
and then a brother came to me.
他说他的太太比他先来美国他的太太比他先来美国
oh, his wife came before him to US.
等到他来的时候
but when he came over,
他的太太已经跟一个美国人在做朋友。
His wife is already a friend with a Caucasian guy.
他告诉他，我不再爱你了。
And she tells him that I don't love you anymore.
人的爱会改变。
Our love will change.
上帝的爱不会改变。
God's love is unchanging.
我们不管怎么样对待上帝。
No matter how we treat God.
我们背逆神或远离神。
Even when we turn around and betray him.
神还是爱我。
He still loves us.
神的爱是无限度的。
His love is
unlimited.
Limited.
我们人的爱就是我爱你，我这次帮你，下次我就不能再帮你了。
Our love has limit. I might help you once, but the next time I will stop.
我不能够一直帮你帮到底。
I can't help you until forever.
但是上帝的爱没有限度。
But God's love is limitless.
没有说五十两、一百两。
It's unlimited.
是一直到底。
It's until forever.
那这就讲到说，上帝的爱是不死的爱。
Talks about how God's love is not undying.
爱是永不止息。
It never ends.
所以上帝的爱是无条件、无改变、无限度、无止息。
So His love is unconditional.
那没关系了。
不记得了。
所以所以保罗说，爱人不可虚假。
So Paul says, let love be genuine.
那我每次感受，我们每次跟人来往的时候，我们感受到人家对我的这个态度都是真的。
So whenever we're interacting with one another, I pray that they feel that we're real.
那我们做基督徒，在教会里面，在家庭里面，在社会上处人做事的时候，我们要以真诚的爱相待。
And as Christian, whether it's in church, in family, at workplace, let our love be genuine.
然后第二句话说，恶要厌恶。
And in verse 9, the second sentence here says, abhor what is evil.
那就是说，我们要恶恶。好善，喜欢不喜欢恶的，要喜欢好的。
And it talks about stay away from what is evil, but hold fast to what is good.
那如果要恶恶好善的话，我们必须要知道什么是恶，什么是善。
If you want to hate what is evil and hold fast to what is good, we need to know what is evil, what is good.
我们要知道怎么样分辨善恶。
We need to know how to discern right from wrong, evil from good.
我们要知道善恶的时候。特别是我们的儿女，我们的孩子，我们要教导他们怎么样分别善恶。
And we have to teach our children how to discern evil from good.
那今天这个社会是善恶不分的。
And today's society, evil and good somehow are blended together.
好的就变成坏的，坏的变成好的。
Evil may be looked at as good and good as evil.
是变成非，非变成是。
Right is wrong, wrong is right.
所以我们要知道什么是好的，什么是不好的。
So we need to have that discernment.
那我们怎么样知道什么是不好的
？How do we know what is evil？
那我们不是要去更多的知道什么是不好
？How do we know？
我们要了解恶的话，不能去更多的知道恶。
If you want to understand evil, it doesn't mean that we need to get closer to it.
比如说，抽香烟对我们身体不好。
We know that smoking is not good for our body.
那我要想知道抽香烟不好的话，不是说我去多抽几条。
If I want to understand that smoking is bad for me, it doesn't mean that I go and smoke.
犯奸淫是犯罪。
We know that
adultery is 犯罪
is sin.
但是我不是要知道什么是犯罪，我就多去犯罪。
If I want to know what is adultery, doesn't mean I go out and have.
不是要去知恶来防止恶。
You don't need to know evil to prevent evil.
如果我们要知道什么是假的，什么是恶的，我们要知道什么是好的。
If we want to know what is evil, we need to first know what is good.
那美国我们这个美国有一个印钞票的地方，是不是？
In the U.S. there's a place that we print money.
他们说这个印钞票的地方，他们训练一批人。
They train their employees.
他们教他们怎么样来分辨什么是真的美钞，什么是假的美钞。
Teach them how to discern between real U.S. dollars and fake bills.
他们不是让他们去整天看那些 fake 的那些假的钞票。
They don't train them to look at what is fake.
他们训练他们看什么是真的。
But rather they're trained to look at what is real.
所以他们每天都要，我去中国也有这样的。他们拿了100元的钞票的时候，他们就一直看，我不知道他们看什么。
And even when in China, when I give them $100, they're looking under the light.
因为他们看的时候，他们知道这个真的钞票的结构里面，后面没有看，就是没有灯光看不见的东西呢，他们都看到。
There are certain things that they can see under the light.
所以他们一看知道这个是真的。
If they look at it, they know it's real.
一看这个是假的。
And they know what's fake.
我有一次去法国，他们找钱给我，给我了100块。
When I was one time I was in France, and when they gave me money, they gave me
100. 这家收到这个以后，到另外一家去，他说这个是 fake， 他不要。
Went to a different store and I used that $100. They told me that this is fake.
那这个 fake money 今天还在我家里。
And I still have that fake $100.
放在书架上做纪念。
It's on my shelf as a remembrance.
我不认识，都是假钞票。
I can't tell the difference between fake.
但是他们受过训练的，一看就知道。
But if they're trained, they know what is real.
那今天我们基督徒也是，如果你知道圣经的话的话。
And for us Christians, it's similar if we know the word of God.
如果我们有真理在我们的心里面，
if we have the truth in our life,
我们一听，我们一看就知道这个是假的。
Then when we hear, when we see, we know what is fake.
我们一看就知道这个是恶的。
And we'll see what is evil.
我们就远离罪恶。
And we stay away from it.
所以我们要恶恶好善。
Talks about abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good.
第三，保罗说，爱弟兄要彼此亲热。
Number three, he talks about love one another with brotherly
affection. 要亲爱弟兄。
To love one another with.
那这里好像讲到说，在这个爱好像家庭的里面的一个关系。
It feels like it's talking about love within the family.
是家庭的爱。
这个 love within the family.
是兄弟一家。
Between the brothers.
我们不是生人，我们是陌生人。
It talks about how we're not strangers to one another.
因为我们同有一位父。
Because we have the same father.
就是我们的上帝。
Our God.
所以弟兄姐妹之间的关系应该是亲热的。亲密的。
So the relationship we have between each other should be a deep affection.
然后第四，这里讲着，恭敬人要彼此推让。
Number four, it talks about outdo one another in showing honor.
这里讲到恭敬跟推让。
Talks about showing honor.
那恭敬呢，不是恭维。
It doesn't mean like you're kissing someone's ass. Sorry. Best thing I can think of right now.
Okay. 恭维呢是 flatter。
Flatter.
讲好听的话，哎呀，你真了不起。
It's not just flattering.
哎，我听了你讲到，我就这辈子都不用再听了。
Once you heard my sermon, then you don't have to hear anymore.
这个叫做恭维人。
That's flattering.
这种恭维呢，很多是不是就是嘴巴的虚假的。
Flattering is not. It's sometimes it's not.
保罗说，恭维人要彼此推让。
It's talking about showing honor.
我们先讲。恭敬啊
，Let's talk about honor.
Honor, 恭敬呢是尊重别人的人格跟尊严。
Honor is a respect to someone's person character
and 他的 dignity 哈、
啊，
尊重他的人格跟尊严。
Respect his character and dignity.
推让是什么呢
？What does outdo mean?
啊，推让是给别人有先选择的机会。
Allowing the other person to have the first choice.
我们中国人是很会退让的。
We're very good at outdoing one another.
所以你到一个地方去，我们中国人一起走路进门的时候，你会看到怎么样？退让，
你先。So you can see that when a group of Chinese people go through a door,
所以我们可以在门口呢, 推让5分钟。
We can outdo one another for 5 minutes in front of the door.
我常常会碰到这样的事情。
And a lot of time I agree
to this. 我们中国人尊老让贤。
We respect the elders.
敬老让贤。 所以呢, 老人家, 我们说, 请。
And so when there's an elder person, we look
at the 牧师, 请。
With pastor, we
look at the 在门口推啊推啊推。 推好久,
try to outdo one another.
这叫做推让,
this is,
就让别人先,
this is allowing the other person to go.
我也发现在餐馆里面, 吃饭的时候, 付钱的时候, 会抢,
and sometimes when we're at the restaurant, we
抢的时候, 你, 我来, 我来, 我来,
like, let me have
有人说, 我来, 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 手一直不拿出来,
and sometimes they'll say, let me have the bill, but they wouldn't pull out their wallet.
就是, 是推让, 但是让你来,
but they want to outdo it, let
我来抢，但是让你来付钱。
I'm trying to fight it, but really 我们中国人有这种习惯。
这里圣经讲的,
part of our culture.
圣经这里讲的推让是什么意思？
But when Bible talks about outdo one another,
就是我刚刚说, 给别人先有机会。
It means to let other person to have that.
你记得亚伯拉罕跟罗德吗？
Remember Abraham and Lot.
那亚伯拉罕跟罗德, 他们两家从埃及回来的时候, 生意都特好。
When they came back from Egypt, they have a lot of property.
所以他们的羊群呢, 一直生小羊。
And so their sheep kept producing.
所以草地不够用。
And there's not enough grass.
这个叔叔跟侄子之间的牧人就吵架。
And so their servants started arguing against each other.
抢地盘。
They want to fight for territory.
所以亚伯拉罕说, 咱们是一家人,
but Abraham said to Lot, we're one family.
咱们别抢,
let's not fight over this.
好,你看看, 看看这大片地。
So Abraham tells Lot, look at all this field in front of you.
你向左, 你向右, 我就向左。
If you go to right, I'll go to left.
你向左, 我就向右。
You go to left, I'll go right.
这个是大人风度。
Then this is a...
That's a gentleman's...
attitude.
Gentleman's 大人风度。 所以亚伯拉罕让他侄子你先选。
So Abraham let Lot have the first choice.
那这个罗德就选什么? 选了约旦河的平原。
And so Lot look at the field and he picked the field outside of Jordan.
绿油油的草。
A grassy field.
这个羊吃不完。
And there's in plenty for the sheep.
他选完了以后。
And then after Lot had picked.
剩下的就是亚伯拉罕。
What's left is for Abraham.
亚伯拉罕选的是什么?
If you look at what he picked,
他自己没选,
he didn't get to really pick.
亚伯拉, 罗德走了以后,
after Lot has left,
上帝对亚伯拉罕说,
Abraham, God told Abraham,
举目向东西南北观看,
look out to the west, the east, the north, the south.
凡你脚掌所踏之地,
everything you walk across,
我全部都,
I will give it to you.
让,
outdo one another.
让人不是羞耻。
Allowing other person to go first is not shameful.
这里告诉我们说, 恭敬人要彼此退让。
It talks about in order to show honor, you have to outdo one another.
那罗德跟亚伯拉罕的后果我们大家都知道。
And so we know what happens to Abraham and Lot.
罗德最后啥都没有了。
Lot has nothing left at the end.
因为 索多玛他渐渐挪移帐篷直到索多玛。
Because Lot kept moving closer and closer to Sodom.
索多玛被天火所烧。
Sodom was consumed by fire.
罗德连这块地, 连妻子都没有。
He had nothing left, not even his wife.
所以恭敬人不吃, 让人不吃亏。
So I'll do one another in showing honor.
有时候去参加一个音乐歌唱会。
And sometimes I go to concert.
那个民歌唱家唱的真是, 这个扰梁三日啊。
And you might have opera singers with amazing voice.
听得你都几天都不忘记。
And basically it'll keep play back in your head.
唱完了以后, 大家掌声如雷啊。
After the performance, everybody claps and applaud.
但是我有留意到一件事情,
there's something that I noticed.
每一次这个歌唱家得到这样的惊人的掌声的时候,
when the performer receives the applause from the audience,
这个歌唱家不会忘记把手指向那个conductor.
The performer always remembers to give glory to the conductor.
还有就要大家看,
to share the honor to with the
conductor.
And the conductor stands up and bows, and then people applaud again.
尊荣永远不要独霸。
Don't ever hold on to honor.
恭敬人要彼此退让。
I'll do one another in showing honor.
第十一节。
In verse 11.
所以十一节讲做事的态度。
Talks about your attitude at work.
这里说殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热。 常常服侍主。
It talks about do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord.
殷勤不可懒惰。
Do not be slothful in zeal.
也就是说，我们不要做一个闲站的人。
Don't be a person who is idle.
Idling 啊，我们不要做一个闲站的人。
Don't be idle.
在我们中国就是说，你不要做一个不生产的人。
Don't be someone who doesn't produce.
然后每一个人都要生产。
Everybody needs to produce.
这个不是生孩子, 是,
that doesn't mean have kids.
这个生产是要产生一些东西出来。
It means to produce good work.
意思就是你要去干活。
It means you have to work.
你上山也好, 你下乡也好。
Whether you go on the mountain or go into the field,
你要去干活。
You have to work.
你不可以偷懒。
You can't be idle.
你不可以闲站。
You can't be idle.
但是你晓得我们教会呢, 不光是这个, 福音教会,所有的教会里面有很多闲站的人。
But within the church, there are so many people who are idling.
很多人闲坐的人。
People who are just sitting.
礼拜天就来坐一坐。
Sunday they come in and they sit a little
bit. 叫做坐礼拜。
That's sitting in church.
坐完礼拜以后就回家了。
And they go home afterwards.
下个礼拜再来坐。
Next week they come again.
其他的事儿啥都不管。
They don't worry about anything else.
其实我如果能够动员全个教会。
If I can somehow get all the church to come together,
你想教会的力量会有多大?
Can you imagine how much power that we would have?
我们福音教会已经14年,15年。
Our church has been 14, 15 years.
有这么多人也不错了。
There's so many people, it's not bad.
但是如果是把那些闲站的人都动员起来,
But if we can activate those who are idle,
要殷勤不懒惰的话,
And they're in zeal and they're zealous for God.
也许我们的人数会两倍、三倍、四倍、五倍。
Maybe we can double, triple in our congregation.
每一个人都做工。
If everyone is
每一个人都殷勤不懒惰。
If everyone is zealous.
人生太短。
Our life is very short.
没有时间给我们逍遥。
There's really no time to wait.
让我们的生命能够为主烧尽。
Pray that we will offer our life for God.
而不是 让它生锈,
and not to rust.
所以殷勤不可懒惰,
so it says, do not be slothful in zeal.
要心里火热,
be fervent in spirit.
这个心里火热就是心灵佛腾, 好像是烧开水一样, 那个 water boiling.
It's kind of like a water boiling inside of
it. 心里面有火,
there's a fire inside of it.
就像耶利米说, 我心里面有烧着的火,
like Jeremiah saying that there's a fire burning inside of me.
如果我不发言的话呢, 我就按捺不住。
If I had to speak up.
今天很多基督徒心里没火。
And a lot of Christians who don't have the fire.
信耶稣那一刹那, 可能, 哎呀, 信主挺好的。
The moment that you believe Jesus, you thought that
我的祷告上帝都听了。
Maybe God listens to my prayer.
好像要什么有什么。
It's like God is my genie in the bottle.
过了一阵子,
But then after a while,
祷告也不灵了。
Prayer doesn't seem to work anymore.
那个火也慢慢的消了,
and the fire kind of went away.
所以变成不冷不热,
it became a lukewarm cushion.
要来不来,
it doesn't really matter whether we come or not.
但是保罗说, 你们要心里火热。
Paul tells us to be fervent in spirit.
我有一次去参加一个, 福音特会。
There was one time I went to a gospel conference.
Actually, it's a mission
conference.
一个讲员就问一个问题说你心里面有没有火?
And a speaker asked, do you have the fire in you?
很多人都说我已经随佛。随佛就是火消灭了。火已经没了。
It says the fire is quenched.
广东话就是随佛。
That's Cantonese, that's why.
你开车开车路上忽然车子停了, 车子谁佛?
Oh, it's like you're driving or your car all of a sudden stopped.
哎,
there's no more power, there's no more fire.
我带了另外一个弟兄一起去。
Brought another brother with me.
那弟兄就跟我说,
brother tells me.
他说刘牧师，我看你这么多年来还是挺有火的。
He says, Pastor Leo, so many years you've been serving, you look like you're still firing up for God.
Yeah, 我现在还有火啊。
It's like I still have the fire.
你别看我头发黑黑的。
Even if you look at my hair, my
我年纪不小了。
I'm actually up there in age.
所以你们刚才唱诗的时候，你们要站起来，我要坐的。
So when you're standing up to sing, I had to sit down.
因为你们唱完是坐下来，我也站着唱，我就坐不下来了。
Because after you're done singing, you get to sit down. But if I stand up, I
我要站着讲道。
I have to stand here and preach.
所以我要保养我的体力。
I have to rest my legs.
因为我年纪不小了。
Because my age is up there.
虽然身体是一天软弱，就是。外体一天一天的毁坏。
Because my physical body is weakening day by day.
但是内心却一天更新一天。
But my spirit is growing and growing.
所以我心里面还有火。
And because there inside of me there's still fire.
并且有时候火挺旺的。
And sometimes people say that the fire is blazing.
有时候会烧到你们。
Sometimes blazing is so much that it'll
burn you. 烧痛的时候，请你们原谅。
I pray that you forgive me if it burns you and it
hurts. 如果是上帝的火烧你，感谢主。
But if it's God's fire burning you, then thank God.
是被火洁净了。
Because you're being cleansed by His fire.
生命更干净。
That your life is becoming pure.
更能够被主使用。
That God can really use.
心里要火热。
Be fervent in spirit.
然后说常常服侍主。
Talks about serving the Lord.
不是今天想服侍就服侍，明天不想服侍就不服侍。
It doesn't mean you can choose to serve one day or not the other day.
保罗说你们要常常服侍主。
Talks about serving God all the time.
那这个服侍主这个字呢？主这个字 ，Lord。
The word Lord.
有没有英文是没有的
？Lord
有啊
，Lord
有 Lord。这个 Lord 这个字呢，在希腊文两个字的声音差不多。
Lord, this word is very similar to the word in Hebrew.
有的是讲 Curious, 有的是讲 Kairos.
Some says Kairos.
所以这两个字呢，声音差不多。有的时候说常常服侍主的意思呢，可能是我们要服侍主；另外一个意思呢，是要把握这个 Kairos。的意思呢是时间是 time 啊 ，Kairos 的意思是 time。
OK，Kairos
的意思是时间。
I'm so confused. So the word Kairos means time, but it's really close to the other word Lord, which is
啊，如果是讲 Lord 的 pronunciation 是 curious。
Curious、啊。
如果是讲 time 的是 kairos，
but when talking about time is kairos， the two words are very similar。
所以有可能就是说要这个字的意思说要把握时机。
So what that means is that you had to serve God in all time。
要 catch the opportunity，
catch
the moment， catch the opportunity 啊。人生的悲剧之一呢，就是常常让机会溜走。
One of the greatest tragedy in life is that we allow opportunity to fade away.
有三样东西是一去不回的。
There are three things that will pass by and will never come back.
第一个是射出去的箭。
One thing is the arrow that you shoot out.
当然，你草船借箭的话，还可以回来啊。但是你箭射出去不回来。
An arrow that's shot out is.
第二是说出去的话。
The words that you speak.
对，收不回来。
You cannot take it back.
第三是失去的机会。
The other thing is the opportunity they are lost.
其实我们人生有多少的机会没有把握好就失去了。
There are so many opportunities in our life that we didn't hold on to and then we lose them.
那所以保罗说，不是光光说我们服侍主，也是要我们。把握时机。
So Paul not only talks about serving the Lord, talks about seizing the opportunity.
那我们基督徒要有眼光，能够看到福音的时机。
I pray that God gives us the sight that we seize the opportunity to share the gospel.
你知道我们在北美的华人有两个大机会。
Within North America, there are two great opportunities for Chinese.
在70年代呢，有一个福音的机会。
In the 70s, there's a great opportunity for the gospel.
那感谢主，那个时候基督徒抓住了那个机会。
At that time, Christians seized the opportunity.
那个时候有很多从 台湾、从香港、从东南亚来美国的留学生。
There are a lot of students that came from China, Taiwan, and Southeast Asia.
他们来美国留学的时候，基督徒就把握了机会来跟他们传福音。
Christians at that time seized the opportunity and shared the gospel with these students.
那今天我们走遍北美的华人教会，你会知道很多现在在教会里做主要的同工、中间分子都是那个时候信仰。
If you go through a lot of the church in North America, you'll realize a lot of the leaders today were students at that time.
感谢主，那个时候教会信徒把握了机会向这些留学生传福音。
Praise God, because the Christians at that time seized the opportunity and preached the gospel.
那第二个大机会就是90年代。
The second opportunity came in the 90s.
90年代就是64以后，上帝特别的工作，让我们中国大陆出来的学者学人可以留在美国。
In the 90s, God opened the door for Chinese students to stay in the U.S.
然后那个时候教会竭力的传福音。
And the church was reaching out.
我相信在座很多人可能是90年代的时候信耶稣的。
Maybe a lot of you believe God in the 90s.
那这90年代信耶稣的人今天在华人的教会里面有的做执事，有的做了长老。
Again, these students who believe in the 90s are now leaders today in the church.
要把握了这个机会。
You have to seize the opportunity.
那今天我们知道在还有个地方有很大的机会。
And today we know there's another great opportunity.
那就是在我们中国大陆。
That's in China.
中国大陆在一个很大的转变当中。
China is in a transition.
那经济在起飞。
The economy is...
很多人变成暴发户。
There's a lot of people who became rich.
当他们变成 rich 暴发户的时候，他们对这个天上的事情一点兴趣都没有。
But when they became rich, they lose sight of what's important in eternity.
但是今天还有很多的地方没有到这个地步。
But there are still a lot of places in China that still need the
gospel. 现在是我们的机会。
Right now is the opportunity.
上帝还容许海外的基督徒回到中国去。
God is still allowing missionaries to go into China.
传福音。
To preach the gospel.
造就信徒。
To disciple.
今天是我们的机会。
Today is our opportunity.
我不知道再过十年会变成怎么样。
I can't guarantee what's going to happen in 10 years.
现在正是收割的时候。
Right now is the time for harvest.
所以我们要把握时间。
So I have to seize the opportunity.
然后第十二节保罗讲到我们心灵的世界。
And verse 12 talks about our spiritual life.
十二节说在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。
Talks about rejoicing in hope, be patient in tribulation.
这里保罗讲到三件事。
Talks about three things.
第一个是讲到在指望中要喜乐。
Talks about rejoicing hope.
当亚历山大东征西讨的时候
，When Alexander the Great was on a quest to conquer,
那他把所有得到的东西都分给别人。
He gave away everything that he had acquired.
有人就说你自己什么都没有了。
And someone asked him, "How come you're not leaving anything for yourself?"
他说什么
？What does he say?
他说我还有。
He says, I still have
hope. 我还有希望。
I still have hope.
他说好的在后头。
There's better things to come.
你有希望吗？
Do you have hope?
你能看得远一点吗？
Can you see beyond what you see today?
有希望就有喜乐。
If you have hope, you can rejoice.
所以耶稣基督因摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱。
So it talks in Hebrews, talk about how Jesus saw the hope and then he looked beyond the...
Okay. He put away shame. Don't look... 没关系。没关系。好。就是我们如果有喜乐的话我们就有希望。我们有希望的话就有喜乐。
So we have hope, we have joy.
然后下一句话说在患难中要忍耐。
And then it talks about be patient in tribulation.
有一个很重要的概念我们要记得就是说当我们在患难当中的时候
When we're in tribulation,
上帝 也跟我们一同受苦难。
We have to remember that God is in the midst of it with us.
上帝跟我们一起受苦。
God is suffering with us.
患难呢，使生命增加色彩。
Tribulation brings color into our life.
每一个伤痕的后面都是一个感人的故事。
Every wound that we have, it brings a story behind it.
对。贝多芬在耳朵聋的时候说
Beethoven, when he went deaf, he said this.
他说我要制服人生的不幸。
I want to cure the...
I will conquer the unfortunate of my life. The pain or the 痛苦 of my life. 其实你不看更好，你看的话你就看不懂了。就是说 life has many troubles. 生命里面有很多难处，但是我们不会被这些难处所压倒。
There are a lot of tribulations in our life, but we're not overcome by them.
I'll tell you a story.
I'll tell one more story.
有一个老农夫。
There's an old farmer.
他有一个老驴 donkey.
He's an old donkey or mule.
一个老驴干活干了一辈子。
The mule has worked for a long time.
最后呢没什么用处。
But then it's become when it gets.
这个老驴有一天不小心走路呢，就掉在一个井里面。
And the mule kind of one day fell into a well.
那个老农心里想，这个驴没什么用。
The old farmer thought to himself, "Well, the mule is useless."
就不理他。
So he just didn't do anything about it.
而不理他，这个老驴就在这个井里面呢，井大概也不是很深。
But the mule was in the well, but the well was probably not very deep.
就一直在那里，出声在闹，在叫。
It just kept calling out to its master.
老农心里很烦。
And the old farmer got annoyed.
说反正也没用了，这个老驴没什么用处。
Because the old mule has no more use.
所以呢，他就开始铲这个土啊，往那里井里把想把这个井埋掉。
Started digging dirt and putting into the well to bury the mule.
好了。这个老农就一铲一铲的这个土
，They keep putting dirt into the well.
那这个土呢，打到这个老驴的背上呢，就咚咚很不舒服。
As the dirt falls on the mule's back, he was uncomfortable.
所以每一次当这个土掉到他背上的时候呢
，Every time the dirt falls on the mule,
他就 shake
and he kind of shake it off,
就晃一晃。晃一晃，这个土就掉下来。
And so the dirt kind of falls off him.
所以每一铲土掉下来，他就晃一晃。
So every time the farmer shovel the dirt on him,
那晃一晃，那个土呢就高一点。
And so every time he does that, the dirt kind of.
所以呢，就 shake off, 就 step up, 就是说你把它甩掉以后呢，下面的土就增高一点。
The dirt rises on the.
最后大家知道什么事发生吗
？So you can probably guess what happens at the end.
他从井里面出来。
The mule got out.
所以不要怕土打你。
So don't be fear of tribulation. Don't be fear of dirt.
每一个苦难
，Every tribulation
都是一个阶梯。
It's a ladder.
把我们带到上帝的面前。
To bring you closer to God.
患难中要忍耐。
Be patient in tribulation.
祷告要恒切。
Be constant in prayer.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书告诉我们要不住的祷告。
And Thessalonians, Paul also tells us that we need to do not cease in prayer.
这里讲到恒切的祷告是要我们坚持到底忠实的祷告。
It talks about being constant in prayer, being faithful.
祷告是维系属灵生命的导管。
Prayer is a way to maintain your spiritual life.
也是我们的生命线。
It's your lifeline to God.
但是祷告要相信。
But when you pray, you have to believe.
其实我们很多基督徒的祷告是跟这个和尚念经差不多。
A lot of time when we are praying, we're just like chanting things.
可能我们例行公事的祷告。
It might be just a routine that we pray.
祷告以后也不知道自己说什么。
And we don't really know what we're saying.
但是我们祷告要相信。
When we're praying, we need to believe.
那很多 很多人祷告不相信。
A lot of people when they pray they don't really believe.
大家记得彼得曾经被抓到坐监。
You probably remember Peter was arrested and put in prison.
圣经说他们为他祷告。
And there is a bunch of Christians praying for Peter.
那祷告的时候上帝听祷告了。
And when God heard the prayer,
所以天使就把这个彼得救出来。
Angel came and rescued Peter.
彼得就跑到他们祷告会的地方去敲门。
Peter came to these Christians and knocked on the door.
一个女孩来看要开门，一看是彼得。
And a girl came and saw that it was Peter.
哦，高兴得不得了。
Started rejoicing.
高兴得忘记开门。
And forgot to open the door.
就跑进去跟祷告会说：“哎呀，彼得在外面。”
And went inside and told the other Christians that Peter is outside.
你知道他们说什么吗？
What did they say?
他说没这回事。
They said, no, that couldn't be.
你们一定，你一定是看到他的天使。
You must have saw his angel.
那明明彼得站在门外嘛。
Peter is standing outside.
你祷告不相信。
They pray, but they didn't believe.
你们求上帝救彼得出来，但是彼得出来了，你们还不相信。
You pray for Peter's release, and when God rescued him, you still didn't believe.
还有一个人，他走路不小心。掉到一个山崖的下面。
There's a person who's walking and he tripped up and
这个脚一撑下去就要往山谷里面掉。
And he was falling down the valley.
结果他在下掉的时候抓到了一个树，一个小树枝。
He was falling, he grabbed onto a little tree.
但是这个小树呢，根儿也不是很牢固。
But the little tree didn't really have
deep root. 所以他一面抓的时候，那个根儿开始动了。
As he was pulling onto the tree,
他就向上帝祷告说：“主啊，你救我。”
And he started praying and said, "God, please save me."
上帝就说：“你从来没听过我的话。”
And God says, "You never listened to me."
他说。主啊，就我这次，你要我干什么，我都干什么。
And he says, God, just save me this time. Whatever you tell me to do, I'll do.
他说，你从来都没有听过我的话。
God says, you never listen.
那我以前不听你的话，这次我一定听你的话。
Guys, that's the past. I'll listen to you this time.
一直叫，一直叫。
And he kept calling out to God.
最后上帝说，好吧。
And God says,
啊，现如果你这次听我的话，
if you really listen to me,
我就听你的祷告。
Then I'll listen to your prayer.
啊，他说我等了。所以上帝就告诉他说：“现在你松手。”
And God tells him, "Just let go of the tree."
如果是你的话，要不要松手
？If you're the guy hanging there for your dear life, do you let go?
还是不松
？Or do you hold on?
因为你不相信神。
Do you believe in God?
你怕一松手掉到深谷里面
？You're afraid that as you let go, you're just kind of
你忘记了吗？上帝会。派天使在下面接你吧。
But do you believe that God will catch you?
你知道这个小鹰怎么学飞吗
？Do you know how eagles learn how to fly?
鹰是在很高的这个山或者山很高的山上呢，来筑它的窝。
Eagles make their nest on high mountain or cliff.
然后呢，这个小鹰生出来呢，它都不会飞的。
When the little birds were born, they don't know how to fly.
但是老鹰要教他们飞。
But the mother needs to teach them how to fly.
他怎么样教他飞呢
？So how does the mother teach them?
生命记里面告诉我们说，这个老鹰就搅动巢窝
，basically stir up the nest.
然后这个小鹰呢就飞出来。
And then kind of pushes the little birds out.
第一次飞像做降落伞一样，吓死了。
It's like Jump, the little eagle just kind of fly out and it's
它的翅膀就要
flapping its wings and.
但是它不会飞呀、啊。
But it doesn't know how to fly.
啊，这个时候老鹰呢就从上面，飞下来。
And this moment, the mother eagle will fly underneath of the little ones.
然后这个小鹰就落在老鹰的翅膀上。
And it'll carry the little one.
它再把它带回来。
And then they'll do it again.
啊，再过盖又真的又给它一次。
And after a while, just kick the little ones out again.
啊，这样的几次它就会飞了。
After a few times, that's how the eagles learn to fly.
这个故事说，如果你抓着一个树枝儿，你要我救你的话，你松手。
And so this story,
听我的话。
That God tells this guy to let go.
今天我们祷告不相信。
Today when we pray, we don't believe.
这里说我们祷告要恒切。
Paul tells us be constant in prayer.
要坚持到底的祷告。
To be consistent.
要相信我们的祷告。
To believe in our prayer.
然后第十三节讲到说，爱心用爱心来待人。
In verse 13 talks about loving one another.
13节说，圣徒缺乏要帮补客要意味的款待。
In verse 13 talks about contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality.
那这里讲到帮补是意思说我们都一样。
When it talks about contribute to the needs,
我们都一样 we are all the same.
It's talking about that we're all the same.
你有我也有。
If you have something, then I have something.
这个叫做 fellowship, 这个叫共享。
And talking about fellowship and sharing in common.
这也叫做共产。
It's also the same as communism.
Communism 是从圣经来的。
Communism has its origin from the Bible.
但是 communism doesn't work.
But communism doesn't work.
因为在《使徒行传》第二章、第三章、第四章讲共产。
Because in Acts chapter 2, 3, and 4 talks about the Christians sharing everything in common.
凡物公用。
They take everything else so that everyone.
到第五章就发生问题。
Being in chapter 5, they ran into issue.
第六章就发现不公平。
In chapter 6, there is injustice.
这个说希利尼是希腊化的寡妇被忽略。
Talking about how widows are being left out.
所以教会就发生问题。
And there's a problem inside the church.
以后就再没有共产。
And beyond that, there's no more communism.
但是概念上我们要共产。
But the concept is that we're sharing things in common.
就是我们要分享。
We learn to contribute to the
你有的我也有。
What you have and I have.
我有的你也有。
What I have, you have too.
我们从上帝领受的我们可以一起享用
anything that we receive from God that we share among one another.
上帝教我一个很重要的功课
God has taught me an important lesson.
我所保留的
everything I hold on to,
我会失去
I will lose them.
我有一年去罗马尼亚
There's one time I went to Romania.
我昨天又讲说我用100块美金换了160万当地钱
I took $100 and got $1.6 million from Romania.
后来我又去了几次。
And I went back there a couple of times.
有一次也是我换了钱。
There's one time I exchanged my money.
这我剩了80万的罗马尼亚。
And I still have 800,000 Romanian money.
那个时候和美金是40块。
And that's only about $40.
我就带回来了。
And so I brought it back.
我心里想说明年我再去的时候。
Thinking I'll use it next year.
可以用。
I can use it when I go back.
我明年再去的时候。
If I go back again.
这40块美金。
This $40.
变成32块。
It became 32.
已经贬值了8块。一年。
It lost value in 1 year.
那如果当年像我第一次把这个钱留在罗马尼亚。
If I left the money in Romania.
在那一年里面他们可以做很多事。
They would have done many things with that
$40. 我保留的。
But then I hold on to it.
我会失去。
And I lose it.
我给出去的。
But if I give it out,
我就得的更多。
And I will receive more.
前天、昨天我有讲，我们有种一个花园。
Last few days I shared with you that I have a garden.
花园里面有一种东西，有一种花叫做玉簪哈斯达。
Inside garden is a flower.
名字叫哈斯达，玉簪。
哈斯达。
哈斯达。哈斯达呢，它是。圆圈的长
It grows in a circle.
它里面的根呢是在里面转圆圈
Its root kind of forms a circle.
大概三年呢就长满一圈
But in 3 years, we'll make one.
如果你不动它的话
If you don't do anything with this plant,
它就慢慢就死了
It will die.
所以你在第三年之前
But so before the 3 years,
要把它挖出来
You have to dig it out.
把它切块
You have to cut it.
切四块也可以，切八块也可以
You can cut it into a few different pieces.
随便你切。切完了以后呢，你就分给你的朋友。
And you share that with your friend.
几个人，每个人都拿一块回家。
Everyone gets a piece.
他们就去种。
And they plant it.
他们就会转一圈。
And then it will take another 3 years.
你也转一圈。我也转一圈。
So everybody has their own little
都在长
plant that's growing.
你给出去了。
As you
说哇，我这个切了八块。
You feel like I might have cut it into 8 pieces.
我送出了七块。
And I'm losing 7/8 of it.
那我没有了。
And I have nothing left.
不光是你有，不光是你有。
But not only you have it.
你的朋友也有。
Your friend also has.
我给出去的。
I gave it out.
我得的更多。
I'll receive more in return.
所以 圣徒缺乏要帮助。
So Paul tells us, contribute to the needs of the saints.
客要一味的款待。
It also talks about seek to show hospitality.
这个讲到接待客旅。
I'm talking about showing hospitality to guests.
圣经说在接待客旅的时候不知不觉接待了天使。
Talking about as you're showing hospitality, you are basically treating angels.
中文圣经讲这个接待客旅翻作客要一味的款待。
And Chinese Bible talks about continuously seeking to show hospitality.
就是用 one dish to treat your guests, 一味的款待。那这个不只是吃。这个不是讲到吃。
It's not just talking about food.
这个是讲到接待陌生人。
It's talking about showing hospitality to strangers.
我们要接待所有的人。
Showing hospitality to all.
认识的人要接待。
Not only to those who we know.
不认识的人也要接待。
Also to strangers.
等一下我们也许会提到这个像马丁路德怎么接待不认识的人。
We might mention how Martin Luther take care of stranger.
我们基督徒的生活。
Our Christian life.
基督教所基督信仰所教导的。
The teaching from Christianity.
是一个我们要做一个基督徒是要有伸开的手。
It teaches Christians to have open hands.
有打开的心。
To an open heart.
跟敞开的门。
And an open door.
我们永远不会有一个快乐的家庭。
We'll never have a happy family.
如果我们的家是一个自私的家，是一个封闭的家。
If we're selfish and we're close.
基督徒的行为比言语更重要。
Our action is more important than our word.
所以我们要规避法利赛人的表面功夫。
So we have to avoid being like a Pharisee, only working on the outside appearance.
基督徒要做事更要做人。
Christian not only had to do things, but we had to be an example.
因为人民的眼睛是雪亮的。
Because everyone can see.
基督的服侍像是服侍主，不是服侍人。
Our service is to serve the Lord, not serve a human.
那就是说，在人前跟人后都是一样。
It means we're consistent whether we're in the public or in our private.
基督徒的生活中有苦难。
Our lives have tribulation.
是我们操练忍耐和祷告的好机会。
But it's a good opportunity to train us to hope and to pray.
基督徒的眼睛要看世界。
And Paul tells us that we need to see the world.
有需要的人太多。
There are so many that are in need.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你的话语安定在天。
Father, we thank you for your words are everlasting.
感谢你教导我们怎么样在地上过基督徒的生活。
Thank you for teaching us how to live our Christian life.
让我们许多许多基督徒相聚在一起的时候，能显出神你的爱。
I pray that as we gather together as Christians, that we can reveal your love.
也让我们的生活生命彰显你的荣耀。
And our lives will reveal your glory.
感谢你赐给我们无比的大爱。
Father God, we thank you for your unmeasurable love.
在我们还做罪人的时候，让基督为我们死。
Even when we're still sinners, that Jesus came and died for us.
今天我们活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面。
Now today we don't live for ourselves, but living for Jesus.
让我们的生命荣耀你的名。
Father God, may our life bring glory to you.
我们这样感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Father God, we thank you.
让我们有美好的时间来思想你的话语。
That we have this time to meditate on your word.
再次求主的圣灵亲自教导我们。
We pray that your spirit will teach us.
让你的话成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
That your word will become light of our head.
让我们学习跟从你的脚中行。
Let us follow your footsteps.
感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名。
Father, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，我们继续看罗马书第十二章，我们从十四节看到二十一节。
We'll continue our exposition in Romans chapter 12 from verse 14 through 21.
那这段圣经我们把它分作两大部分。
We'll break these passage into two parts.
第一段是十四节到十八节。
First half is from verse 14 through verse
18. 这个是讲到与人的来往。
You're talking about how you interact with other people.
第二段是十九节到二十一节。
The second part is verse 19 to 21.
讲到这个冤屈的处理。
It's all talking about handling injustice.
我们人来人往。
As we interact with others,
都有许多的问题。
We run into problems.
有礼节的问题。
Whether it's a problem about courtesy.
做人的问题，处事的问题。
Or just how you handle different situations.
那我们知道在人际的关系里面，做人比做事更难。
We know that it's harder to be a good person than to just do good things.
所以保罗在他的书信里面也不断地教导我们怎么样来与人相处。
And so Paul continues to teach us how to interact with other people.
那这一段十四节到十八节就讲到我们与人的来往。
So in verse 14 through verse 18, talk about the art of social interaction.
那十四节里面讲到在受逼迫的时候要祝福。
Verse 14 talks about bless those who persecute you.
十四节说逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福，不可咒诅。
Verse 14, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them.
那你会说我们信了耶稣为什么要受逼迫？
You might be wondering why am I being persecuted after believing Jesus?
我们受逼迫是因为耶稣基督受逼迫。
We're being persecuted because Jesus Christ was persecuted.
因为耶稣说他们怎样，他们如果逼迫了我也逼迫你们。
Just like how Jesus says, as they persecute me, they'll persecute you.
那我们在这个地上做基督徒，有的时候逼迫是从教外来的。
As a Christian, sometimes these persecution come from outside of church.
有的时候也会从教内来的。
But sometimes it comes within the church.
不管是教内或者教外，我们都会碰到这些事情。
Whether it's inside or outside of church, we're going to run into persecution.
所以保罗说我们要进到神的国。
So Paul talks about how we need to enter into God's kingdom.
必须要经过很多的艰难。
There will be a lot of tribulation.
保罗在这个提摩太后书也告诉我们。
Even in 2 Timothy, Paul teaches us.
凡立志在上帝面前要敬虔度日的也要受逼迫。
Those who are faithful in God will equally be persecuted.
那我们受各样的逼迫，有的时候甚至于在家里面也受逼迫。
Sometimes you get persecuted within your family.
那有一个丈夫呢，一直都不肯信主。
There's a husband who doesn't believe.
所以他就想尽各样的方法来逼迫他的妻子。
And so he tried everything that he can to persecute his wife.
他说你们圣经里面教导说耶稣给门徒洗脚。
He tells his wife that Jesus washes disciples' feet.
所以你是耶稣的门徒，你也要给我洗脚。
So you are disciples of Jesus, you should wash my feet.
在我们中国是很兴这个泡脚是不是？
A lot of time in China, we go to a foot spa.
也许这个不是一个什么很特别的事情。
Maybe this is nothing special.
但是在西方没有这回事儿。
But it is not so in the Western culture.
那如果一个西方的丈夫要妻子洗脚的话，那这是天大的事。
It's unheard of for a Caucasian guy asking the wife to wash his feet.
所以他要他的妻子为他洗脚。
So this guy asked his wife to wash his feet.
作为一个基督徒
as a Christian,
她怎么办呢？
What does she do?
她就给她丈夫洗脚。
She washes his feet.
你知道她洗了多少年？
You know how many years she washed his feet?
洗了十七年。
She did that for 17 years.
洗十七年的时候
after these 17 years,
有一天她帮她丈夫洗脚的时候
as she was washing his husband's feet.
她一面洗一面掉眼泪。
And she started crying as she was washing.
她先生看到她在哭。
And her husband saw that she was crying.
问她你为什么哭？
And he asked, why are you crying?
她说因为我爱你。
And she said, because I love you.
我可以帮你洗脚。
I can wash your feet.
啊，这个丈夫就感动。
And it really moved him.
哇，心里面也不舒服。
And it was getting a little uncomfortable.
就悔改。
And he repented.
就信了耶稣。
And he believed.
然后他就不要他再洗脚。
And so he doesn't ask his wife to wash his feet anymore.
那这样的，那如果你认为这个是逼迫的话，
if you think that's persecution,
那这真是逼迫。
This is persecution.
但是他把这当作一个爱的行动。
But she turned it into an act of love.
来为他祝福。
Like to bless her husband.
最后她的爱感动了她的丈夫来归向主。
Her love really moved her husband and moved him to Christ.
那基督徒在很多的事情上也会受逼迫。
And then, Christian will experience persecution.
如果你在公司里面上班，
it could be at your workplace.
你的同事都会报假账。
Maybe your coworkers are faking the results.
那我听说有一个年27岁的年轻人在公司里上班，他出差的时候他所有的花费他都实报实销。
There's a 27-year-old person, when he goes on business trip, he has to expense his report.
可是别的人呢就会吃饭呢花了30块钱或者花了60块钱，坐车呢是花了20块钱或者说报50块钱。
So, unlike his coworkers who report inaccurate numbers on the bill.
那回来的时候，他的同事就说：“你这样子报不行啊。”
As he reports accurately, his coworker asking, "Why do you not? You know, what? This is not good."
那如果你这样报的话，那不是我们的虚假都显露出来了吗？
Because if you're reporting accurately, then it's going to reflect that we are not.
他说我是基督徒，
faking the results,
我是基督徒，我不能报假账。
And this 27-year-old young man said, "I'm a Christian. I can't fake my bill."
他的同事就逼迫他。
And so his coworkers started persecuting him.
诸多方面来找他的难处。
Basically causing him trouble any way they can.
所以他最后不能在这里上班。
And so it turned out that he couldn't work there anymore.
所以基督徒要行得正，做得正。
So as, if you're a Christian and you're living righteousness, you will be persecuted.
保罗说，逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福，不可咒诅。
The Paul tells us that bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them.
为什么只能祝福，不能咒诅？
Why does he tell us to bless and not curse?
因为上昨天我就说，上帝造人的时候，给我们两个耳朵，一个嘴巴。
When God created us, He gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth.
那这个嘴巴是用来做什么呢？
What is the mouth used for?
因为上帝造我们的嘴是要我们来赞美他的。
When God created mouth for us, it's for us to praise Him.
不是用嘴巴来骂人的。
Not for us to curse others.
所以保罗说，污秽的言语一句都不可以出口。
So, Paul tells us that anything that's, offensive, as you shouldn't say.
So you cannot say anything from your mouth. Dirty word. 你翻得很好啊 ，Andy. Very good. 好，那因为我的中国话不大好，所以雅各说，颂赞跟咒诅不能够从一个嘴巴里面出来。
And James talks about how is it possible for one mouth to bless and to curse at the same time.
It's impossible.
It's impossible.
是不可以的。
It's not allowed.
甜水跟咸水不能够从一个泉源里面。
How can sweet water and salt water flow from the same spring?
所以我们基督徒当面对逼迫的时候，
so as Christians, when we're faced with persecution,
保罗说只能祝福，不能咒诅。
Paul tells us that we can only bless but not curse.
因为在早期的教会里面有一个 bishop， 一个主教。
And the early Catholic Church is a bishop.
那他被罗马的政府诬告而判了死刑。
He was being framed by the government. It was a sentence to death.
那在他要服刑的时候，要上断头台的时候，
as he was going to his execution,
他跪下来祷告，
and he got on his knee.
然后他要人从他的产业中拿出25块25条黄金。
And he tells someone to take out 25 blocks of gold from his property.
给那个向他行刑的人，就是杀他的人。
To give this as a reward for the one who's carrying out his execution.
这个是不可咒诅，只要祝福。
And the Bible tells us, bless but not curse.
柏拉图说了一句话。
Plato said this
word. 他说，好人宁愿被人恶待。 也不要恶待人。
A good person is rather have a good person being persecuted rather than have a good person persecuting others.
这就是我们主耶稣基督的好榜样。
And this is an example that Jesus set for us.
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，
When he was being nailed on the cross,
耶稣开口讲的第一句话是什么？
The first thing that Jesus said is,
他说父啊赦免他们， 因为他们所做的他们不知道。
Father forgive them for they do not know what they're doing.
在 逼迫中，我们要祝福。
In persecution, we have to bless.
哪些人对你不好？
Those who don't treat you fairly.
你为逼迫你的人祷告。
You pray for those who
persecute you. 为他们祝福。
Bless them.
上帝会改变他们的心意，改变他们的心。
And God will change their heart.
第15节。
Verse 15.
他说，喜乐与喜乐的人要同乐。 与哀哭的人要同哭。
Says to rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep.
与喜乐的人同乐不容易。
It's actually rather hard to rejoice with those who rejoice.
当你看到你的同事 promotion，
When you saw that your coworker is being promoted，
你看到一个丑恶的女子出嫁，
You saw an ugly girl being married off，
你会跟她一起快乐吗？
Would you be able to rejoice with them?
箴言里面有一句话。
There's a verse in Proverb.
他说使地震动的有三样。
There's three things that shake the earth.
连地担当不起的共有四样。
There are four things that the earth cannot endure.
第一个呢，就是仆人做王。
One is for a servant to become a king.
第二个呢，是 余万人吃饱。
For a fool to be fed.
第三个是丑恶的女子出嫁。
And the third thing is for an ugly woman to get married.
第四个是卑女接续祖母。
The fourth thing is for a maid to replace the master, the mistress.
那这句话其实可以容易冒犯人。
The word here is really offensive.
这个丑恶的女子。
Especially where it says ugly woman.
其实美跟丑是相对的。
But beauty and ugly is rather relative.
Relative. 不是 absolute.
It's not absolute.
所以呢， 中国人说， 情人眼里出西施。
Beauty in the beholder is the eye of the beholder.
Beauty is in the
eyes of the beholder.
所以丑恶，你说你丑，你说你漂亮，是相对的。
And so when ugly and beauty could be relative.
有一次有一个很英俊的丈夫，
There's a handsome husband
跟一个很漂亮的妻子，
with a very beautiful wife.
生了一个孩子，
And they had a kid.
生出来以后， 怎么孩子那么丑？
They thought that the kid was ugly.
又不像他的爸爸，
didn't look, The kid didn't look like the dad or the mom.
所以他们觉得好奇怪。
They thought it was really strange.
后来经过一阵子研究，
After a while they researched a little bit.
两夫妻都要 confession，
And they both had to confess.
原来他们两个人都整形了。
They both had a plastic surgery.
所以你可以整外形，你不能整基因呐。 So
you can change your outside experience, but you can't really change your genetics, so their kids turn out to be.
那我们基督徒要学习说， 人家漂亮，我们就要欣赏。
So as Christian, we have to, if we look at someone beautiful, we admire them.
人家高升，我们要赞美。
Someone is getting promoted, we praise them.
人家结婚了是好机会，感谢主。
And someone getting married, it's a good opportunity.
要与喜乐的人同乐。
Rejoice with those who rejoice.
然后说要哀哭的人同哭。
And it says weep with those who weep.
啊，你的朋友发生了问题。
Your friend might be having an issue.
有了难处。
Having some trouble, lost a spouse,
或者是有什么人死亡了
or have a family that passed away.
我们会跟他们一起哀哭
We weep with them.
但是如果是你的仇敌
But if it's your enemy,
如果是你不喜欢的人
if someone that you don't like,
他们受祸的时候
when they're in trouble,
我们也许会心在落魄。
We might actually be rejoicing.
有一个人做一个见证说
Someone had a testimony.
他有一次开车的时候
There's one time that he was driving.
后面的人一直这个闪灯要他开快点。
The person behind kept flashing his head beam and trying to push
it. 他呢守规矩。
And so he was trying to obey the law.
所以他就没有开快。
So he didn't drive any fast.
后面这个人就很生气。
The person behind him got really aggressive.
然后就过了一阵子，飘一下子从他的左边就过去了，应该是右边，从他右边过去。
Basically pass him over from the right side.
从右边超车是不对的。
It's illegal to actually pass someone from the right side.
结果他就飙车飙到前面去。
And so this guy behind him sped up.
这个人慢慢开。
And so this guy, the guy who was driving slowly,
看到那个地方的时候
and when he drove to an intersection,
看到刚才飙车的人被警察抓到
saw a person who was speeding that just got caught by a cop.
他说他的反应是什么
And guess what his reaction was?
这是他自己讲的
That's what he said.
他看到那个车被抓的时候
When he saw the guy being pulled over,
活该
He said he thought he deserved it.
活该那这个就叫做不能够与哀哭的人
So it's actually rather hard to weep with those who weep.
不能跟遇到困难，特别这个人跟你有瓜葛，他遇到困难的时候，我们就不能够跟他认同。
Especially if there's someone who you don't like or who are your enemy, it's hard for you to weep.
反而讥诮他。
And we might actually be laughing at them.
但是圣经告诉我们说。与哀哭的人同哭。
The Bible tells us weep with those who weep.
其实与哀哭的人同哭也很不容易。
And it's not so easy.
因为那个哀哭的人，你去跟他表同情的时候，他不一定理解你。
Because when you're trying to show you're sympathizing with those person with that person crying, he or she might not understand.
我牧会的时候碰到好几个个案，就是姐妹们怀孕，然后呢胎死。
In my years of experience as a pastor, I counseled many sisters who were pregnant but lost their baby.
They have stillbirths. 那我跟刘师母就去拜访他们。
And my wife and I would visit them.
然后跟他们说安慰的话。
And trying to comfort them.
但是我们发现。说什么都没用。
But we realize there's really no words that can bring them comfort.
那后来我们就想怎么办
？And so we're wondering what we can do.
就在教会里面想。
So we started thinking.
哦，想到有一个姐妹。
And we remember there was a sister.
也有这样的经验。
Who had similar experience.
也经历了胎死。
Who went through who lost her baby.
所以我们就问她说：“你可不可以去拜访这个姐妹
？”So we asked the sister if she could go visit.
她说好。
And she said, okay.
所以她就去拜访。
So she went to visit this other sister.
后来她告诉我们。
And then afterwards she came back and
她说牧师师母有来看我。
And she said, Pastor and Pastor Les came to see me.
但是他们都没有这个经历。
But they never experienced this before.
师母没有这种经验。
Pastor's wife never had this experience.
牧师更不用说。
And Pastor couldn't, yeah,
所以他在讲什么东西都没有用，他不理解我。
So they don't understand me.
但是这个姐妹
But this other sister,
她说就坐在她对面
who said, me,
两个人什么话都不用讲
and he didn't say anything,
抱头大哭一
声 and they just held on to each other and started crying.
她就得到了安慰
and she was comforted that way.
因为 她理解她。
Because she understands her.
与哀哭的人同哭。
Weep with those who weep.
也不是那么容易。
It is not so easy.
但是我们也要去做。
But we have to do it.
所以我们要找到，若上帝让我在生命里面经历到某一些的难处。
If God is taking me through some tribulations.
我也不要说这个是我倒霉。
This is not because I'm being unfortunate.
我们受患难是为了要我们用我们的患难来帮助那些受患难。
We experience suffering so that we can help those who are, we can comfort those who are suffering.
与喜乐的人同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭。
Therefore, Paul tells us to rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep.
16节是在和谐中共处。
And verse 16 talks about living in harmony.
那16节说，要彼此同心，不要志气高大，倒要扶救卑微的人。不要自以为聪明。
And verse 16 says, live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight.
这里讲到要求我们在基督里面，我们的生活是要同心，要和谐。
It demands us to live in harmony.
怎么样能够达到这个同心跟和谐？
How can we achieve this harmony that the Bible talks about?
第一个，保罗说，不要志气高大。
First, talk about do not be haughty.
那这个志气高大就是 proud, 就是骄傲的意思。
It means being proud.
没听过一句话说，天下的文章我家的好。The writings, the best writings is from my family. 天下的文章我家的好，我家的文章我弟弟的好。
All the writing.The best writing is from my family, and within the family, it's from my brother.
我家的文章我弟弟的好，然后我弟弟的文章是我改的。
But his essay, I added it.
所以最好的还是我。
So I'm the best.
这个叫做骄傲。
This is being proud.
不要志气高大。
Bible teaches us do not be a haughty.
然后说倒要扶救卑微的人。
But rather associate with the lowly.
什么叫做扶救卑微？
What does it mean to be is to associate with the lowly?
你有没有看到邓小平最近的一个电视剧？
There is a Chinese drama show about a former president.
邓小平是 former president 吗？
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm making it up.
Okay.
I am totally making
former, former vice premier of China. 他是副总理，是纪念，这是有一个人告诉我说，这个电视剧拍的不错。
Someone told me that is a good TV show about this former vice premier in China.
到底是怎么回事？因为我不是。
But I really haven't had a chance to check it out.
我学了从邓小平的这个故事里面学两件事。
But from this story, from this his life, I learned two things.
第一个，他不是一个落井下石的人。
He's not someone who will forsake others.
没有关系。他去日本拜访的时候。
When he is in China, when he is in Japan,
前任的首相被打下台。
The former prime minister from Japan lost his position.
所以他去日本拜访的时候，那个人已经不在位了。
So this person was no longer in position when he visited Japan.
但是他要他的部下去跟这个前任 premier 首相。
But he still went and then visited him.
那这个影剧里面是讲到这个，你不需要翻这个名字，田中角勇啊，他呢感动的流泪。
And the TV show it shows this Japanese premier, foreign premier, was moved in tears.
我们人一般呢都是要巴结那些在位的。
As we naturally gravitate toward those who are in power.
Yeah. 但是呢，这位邓小平，他去看那个不在位的，是就是倒霉的人。
But this Chinese vice prime minister went to see this one who is no longer in position of power. The second thing I learned from this story
is when
he talks to little kids, he will get to the same level, same height. He doesn't talk down to the kid. He talks to them on the same level. This is what it says here, be associated with the lowly.
教会里面可能有人从人的角眼光来说有高有低。
There may be those around us as in the church who are not as well off.
你是做官的。
Some might be a government official.
我是老百姓。
Some might be just a normal citizen.
如果在社会上呢, 人家会对你, 恭敬, 敬礼。
If you're a government official, other people will salute you. But in the church, everybody is equal. There's a church I used to serve in, there's many generals that retired. They used to serve in the military, people salute to them. When they came to the church, and when they saw me, they salute to me. They're willing to associate with the lowly.
他们愿意放下他们自己的身份地位，跟一般的老百姓一样来相处。They're
willing to lay down their achievement, their authority, and associate with the lowly.
我在大学城里面服侍的时候，I
used to serve on college campus.
我看到大学教授跟学生坐在一起来敬拜神。
I saw college professors sitting together with students worshiping God.
没有把自己的身份地位提高到别人的以上。
Didn't abuse their status as a professor.
保罗说我们倒要扶救卑微的人。
Paul says rather we need to associate with the lowly.
不要自以为聪明。
Never be wise in your own sight.
自以为聪明就是骗自己。
Being wise in your own sight means like you're lying to yourself.
不要骗你自己。
You're lying to yourself.
所以其实我们骗人呢, 就是骗己。
When you're lying to others, you're also lying to yourself.
以前中国呢, 有赶集的事情, 就去那个 flea market.
In China, we go to flea market.
大家都去把东西带去一起来去卖。
And we bring your stuff and go sell there.
他们呢也一起就是要吃一起吃喝。
And we sometimes share a meal there as well.
所以他们说，那我们就在这边准备一个大水缸。
And so someone thought, hey, maybe we can prepare a little pot.
然后我们每个人都带我们喝的酒。And
then bring all our alcohol.
然后我们就把它倒这个缸里面。And
then just kind of put our alcohol beverage in.
那有人就想。 有一个人这样想。
And so one person thought,
那这么多人来赶集,
if so many people are here for the flea market,
这么多人每个人都带一瓶酒来倒酒,
and everybody brings a bottle of something and put it in this container,
所以如果我带一瓶水倒进去, nobody knows.
If I bring some water and put it in, no one would know it's water.
所以他就带了一瓶水倒进去。
So he brought water and put it in.
等他开始吃饭的时候喝酒。
And when they start eating and drinking,
就把酒都舀出来。
They pass out the alcohol.
怎么一喝怎么是水呢?
Someone tasted it as it's water.
怎么都喝的都是水呢?
Everybody is drinking water.
原来每个人都跟他想的一样。
And it turned out that everybody had similar thought.
他以为说我那么30瓶酒, 里面放一瓶水，一餐感觉。
This person thought, hey, maybe you know, with 30 bottles of alcohol with some water, no one would know.
End up, 每个人都这样。
But end up that everybody has.
所以缸水没有酒。
But it's just a container of water and there's no alcohol.
你要骗人吗?
Are you trying to trick other people?
骗自己。
Are you cheating yourself?
不要自以为聪明。
Do not be wise in your own sight.
不要自己欺骗自己。
Do not cheat yourself.
然后说不要以恶报恶。
It also talks about do not repay no one evil for evil.
不要以恶，众人以为美的事要留心去。
But give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all.
那这不要以恶报恶，其实世界上的人，我昨天有讲到说，我们 常常说人怎么样待我，我就怎么样待人。
When we talk about do not repay evil for evil, a lot of times we naturally think however other people treat us, we'll treat them the same way.
你待我不好，我也待你不好。
If you don't treat me fairly, I'm not going to treat you fairly.
以恶报恶。
Paying evil with evil.
我也读了一个故事，一个律师跟这个医生坐飞机。
I read a story about a doctor who is sitting on an airplane with a lawyer.
那这个他们这个航空服务员呢会给大家倒 Coke 啊，倒水喝。
And as the flight attendant come over to give pass out the drinks and beverages.
律师呢去上洗手间。
The lawyer gets up to go to the restroom.
这个医生呢就恶作剧就吐一个口水水。
And the doctor decided to spit into the lawyer's drink.
Somehow 他知道。
Somehow he knew, the lawyer knew.
他没有喝。
So he didn't drink anything.
等一下呢这个医生又去洗手间。
When the doctor got up to go to the bathroom.
他呢因为坐飞坐久了所以鞋子脱下来。
The doctor actually left his shoes on at the seat because he was sitting in the
apartment
for a long time.
所以他去上洗手间的时候，这个律师呢就找了一个土钉啊，一个 nail.
Something. So when the doctor went to the bathroom, the lawyer took a thumbnail and then put in the shoes.
当这个医生回来，脚放进去，踩到钉子。
When the doctor came back, he stepped onto the thumbnail.
老师说医生跟律师没那么坏。
And they're not that bad themselves.
只是做一个例子。这个是我在哪里读的，不是我编的。
This is an article that I read.
就是有些人今天在世界上就是以恶报恶。
A lot of people today they repay evil with evil.
保罗说不要以恶报恶。
But Paul tells us repay no one evil for evil.
然后第十下面一句说众人有没有美的事要留心去做。
And it goes on and tells us but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all.
在美事中要合作。
To do what is honorable in the sight of all.
那一般人来说，这个世界呢是一个自私的世界。
And generally speaking, this world is a rather selfish world.
我们只顾自己。
Everyone is looking after themselves.
我们要不要管别人的事情
？We don't tend to look at other people.
但是保罗说，众人以为美的事要留心去做。
But Paul tells us to give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all.
那这个众人以为美的事要留心去做，不是所有人以为美的事都要去做。
But it doesn't mean to do anything that people thought is honorable.
也不是人家以为美的事，我们全部都不理。
Or the opposite of if everyone thought is honorable, you don't pay attention.
保罗用了很重要的字眼，就是说，那要留心去做。
But Paul actually tells us to give thought to do.
那这个就是要有智慧来看什么是我可以参与的，什么是我可以不参与。
Actually tells us to use discernment, to use wisdom, to look at what is honorable.
那大家都做的事情，你不一定做。
Just because everyone is doing it, you don't necessarily need to do it.
但是大家都做的事情，你也考虑说，我是不是也应该做
？But if you see everyone doing it, you have to give thought to consider.
我年轻的时候牧养教会。
When I was young as a pastor.
就刚刚开始牧会的时候。
When I first started.
那这些结婚的人都去这个非常豪华的酒店。去请客去婚宴。
A lot of people getting married, they would have their ceremony in a very nice restaurant.
然后他们要花很多的钱来吃来喝。
They spend a lot of money on food and drinks.
那我心里想，教会穷得要命。
And I'm thinking our church is rather poor.
因为都不奉献。
They're not giving.
结婚的时候花那么多钱。
But when you get married, how can you spend so much?
所以我说我不去吃。
So I tell them I'm not going to go.
我帮你们证婚。
I will be a.
证婚完了以后，其他的你们管。
After the wedding ceremony, I'm not going.
啊，我这样做了几次以后。
And I've done that for a few times.
就有人开始讲话。
And somebody started complaining.
他说：“ 牧师不给面子。
He says, pastor doesn't respect us.
我们这么大喜的日子。
This happy ceremony day.
他都不来参加。
He doesn't come and join us.
这个是众人以为美的事。
Just because everybody thought is good.
那我不去。
And I'm not, and I don't go.
就引起很多人的议论。
It actually caused a lot of questions.
他说牧师怎么不来?
How can pastor not come to this
ceremony? 是跟我们家里面有什么问题吗?
The banquet. Does the pastor have any gripe with the family?
一般人结婚的婚礼都是喜庆嘛，所以都要去。
Usually at, you know, these wedding banquets is a kind of festive.
他说牧师不给面子。
They say that the pastor doesn't come and join us.
那我为了给他们面子。
And just to be considerate to them and to pay my I can't do this.
这个面子英文怎么说 ？Give them face 啊，不是 give them face 啊，这个只有 Chinese expression, no English expression. Anyway, to pay my courtesy. So 我从那个时候开始去参加所有的婚宴。
And since people raised question, I started attending these banquets.
因为是免费餐嘛。
Because it's free.
请你去吃。
They invite me to go.
众人以为美的事要留心去做。
So give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all.
然后第十八节，若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
In verse 18, it says, "If possible, so far as it depends on you." Lead peaceably with all.
那这里是讲到说，我们要努力来求和。
It teaches us to strive for peace.
那和平不是那么容易的。
And peace is not easy.
那希望在家庭里面有和平不容易的。
And trying to have peace within the family is not easy.
有些夫妻整天吵架。
And husband and wife might fight all the time.
大事小事都吵。
Whether it's small or big, or
far, 家里没有安静,
there is no,
没有和平,
there is no peace,
孩子都不想回家,
there's no harmony, and kids don't want to go home.
国家也是一样,
and it's the same thing with our nations.
国与国之间也是一样,
between countries and nations.
所以和平呢是需要付代价的。
Peace actually requires a cost.
有的时候是用战争带来和平。
Sometimes this cause means war.
所以我们有两次的世界大战。
So we had two war wars already.
所以保罗在这里说说。
So Paul tells us.
若是可能。
If possible.
If possible. 若是可能。有两种可能。
Now there are two possibilities.
就是如果是在不真理不妥协的下面。
If the peace that you're striving for does not, agree with the truth.
我们不能为了真理妥协真理而求和平。
You can't compromise truth because you're trying to get peace.
那另外一个是若是在我。
The other possibility
是 me, if I can do it.
If I can do it.
我要牺牲小我。
By sacrificing myself.
有的时候也要放弃大我。没关系。就是如果是我要做的话呢，如果是我可以做的事，那我要放弃我所有的权利。
So, if it's depending on me, then I am willing to give up everything that I am rightfully own.
所以我为了要和平
，just to strive for peace.
在不妥协，在真理不妥协的情况之下，牺牲我一切所能牺牲的，来成就和平。
And in a situation where the truth is not compromised, I am willing to offer up everything to achieve this peace.
好，19节到21节这一段圣经，很多人都有问题。
In verse 19 and verse 20, a lot of people have problem with these verses.
我尽我的能力来分解一下。
I'll try my best to explain.
19节说，亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤。宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着，主说：“深渊在我，我必报应。”所以你们的仇敌若饿了，就给他们吃；若渴了，就给他们喝。因为你们这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。 你不可为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
Verse 19 through 21, Beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. For by doing so, you'll heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
我们每一个人都冤枉过人。
We've all caused injustice in our life.
你有没有冤枉过人？
Have you blamed someone wrongly?
也都被人冤枉过。
Or we might have false accusation against us.
那在被冤枉的时候，我们真想伸冤。
And when we're being accused, we really hope that there is vengeance.
因为伸冤呢，是我们人之常情。
Because vengeance feels natural to us.
我们都想拉平，我们都想平反。
We want to be fair. We want to revenge.
那伸冤呢，也是报复或者报仇。
Vengeance is basically revenge.
就像一个老太太。
Maybe it's like an old lady.
她的邻居忘记请她去一起野餐。
This old lady's neighbor forgot to invite her to go to picnic.
那第二天早上，他们想起来了，就忽然间就想起来没有请这个老太太。就叫一个小孩去请他。
The next day, the neighbors remember that they forgot to invite the old lady yesterday, so they asked the little kid to go over and knock on the door.
这个时候，这个老太太对小孩说
，And this old lady tells the kid,
已经太晚了
，It's too late.
我已经祷告求天下雨。
I already prayed for God to rain today.
报复，你不请我，我让你下雨，叫天下雨。
That's an example of revenge. If you're not inviting me, I'm going to pray for rain so you won't have your picnic either.
另外一个故事说到一个大学教授凌晨三点钟接到一个电话。
Another story talks about a college professor receiving a phone call at 3 a.m.
那这个对方说，我是你的邻居史先生。
The neighbor on the phone basically said, I'm your neighbor.
你的狗一直在叫，我不能睡觉。
And the neighbor says your dog kept barking and I couldn't sleep.
所以这个教授呢就很礼貌的谢谢他，把电话挂掉。
And so the professor thanked him and hung up on the phone.
第二天早上凌晨三点钟。
The next day, 3 o'clock in the morning.
这个史先生的电话又响了。
The neighbor called again.
不是 ，Mr. Smith， 他的 phone ring.
Oh, okay. Mr. Smith's, the neighbor's phone actually started ringing.
然后他就听到对方说
And the neighbor heard on the phone.
我是 I'm Mr. Wang, 我是王教授
I'm Mr. Wang, Professor Wang.
我只想告诉你一件事
I wanted to tell you one thing.
我没有狗
I don't have a dog.
懂吗？不懂哈。OK， 那我解释一下吧。有的人懂，有的人不懂。
Some people understand.
昨天晚上
，The night before，
那个史先生打电话给你
，And Mr. Smith called Mr. Wong。
三点钟把你吵醒。
In three o'clock in the morning，
他说你的狗一直叫我
，Complaining that your dog is barking, I can't sleep。
其实呢，你当时就告诉他。你没狗就算了。
But you could have, Mr. Wang could have told Mr. Smith that I don't have a dog and you'd be done with it.
但是他没有讲。
But he didn't do that.
他等到第二天早上
3点。He waited till the next day at 3 o'clock in the morning.
打电话给他邻居。
To call back.
然后告诉他，把他吵醒。
And to wake him up to tell Mr. Smith that.
然后告诉他我没有狗。
To tell him that I don't have a dog.
这个叫什么？
What is this?
叫做报复。
This is revenge.
人家这样子待你。
If someone is treating me unfairly, I'll treat them the same way.
其实我们人世间有许多以牙还牙、以眼还眼的报仇的事。
There are a lot of examples where people are revenging eye for an eye and
被冤枉了就要伸冤。
And when you're being falsely accused, you want to revenge.
吃亏了就要
If somebody cheated on you, you want to make sure you get even.
但是呢，我们上帝的话告诉我们要进入到 一个更深的境界。
But God tells us that we need to enter more. We need to be more mature.
We're going to higher ground. 保罗在这里告诉我们有三个不伸冤的理由。
And Paul tells us three reasons why we do not seek vengeance ourselves.
第一呢，是讲到伸冤是上帝的特权。
First, it talks about how vengeance belongs to God.
伸冤在主。
That it is vengeance is mine, as God said.
我们只有信靠神。
And we can only believe.
不要自己伸冤，宁可让步。
It says, do not avenge yourself, but would rather to leave it to God.
或者让人发怒。
Or to be enraged.
那在被冤枉的时候，我们是很憋气的。
When we're being falsely accused, it doesn't sit well with us.
所以我们想出一口气。
We wanted to vent it out on someone.
所以我听说有一个小孩子很憋气。
And so I heard there's a kid who was boiling.
所以他就找一个尖的锥子。
So he found something that's sharp.
就到街上去看那车子轮胎，他就一个个给人捅。
Since this kid was angry, he wanted to vent out. He went out on the street and started.
他的气都从那个这个车的这个什么轮胎里面放出来。
He started jabbing the tires and then causing to kind of vent.
伸冤就是我很想出气。
So vengeance is our way of venting.
但是圣经说伸冤在主，主必报应。
But it talks about how vengeance is God, and He will leave the wrath to God.
有一位牧师太太说。
And so I remember one pastor wife said.
在她的丈夫牧养的教会分裂的时候。
When the pastor wife said to the pastor, when the time the church is splitting.
他被毁谤。
The pastor was being falsely accused.
他被冤枉。
Was basically being scorned.
他说那个时候真希望上帝不存在。
The pastor felt like he wanted that God never existed.
这样的话，我想讲什么就可以讲什么。
So that he could say anything that he want.
我想骂谁就可以骂谁。
He can scold any person that he want.
但是他说我不能。
But he says he can't.
因为主说伸冤在我，我必报应。
Because it says that vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord.
所以主会负责。
God will be responsible.
有一个人叫张博士 ,Oswald Chambers.
There's a person called Oswald Chambers.
他写了一本非常重要的书。
And he wrote a very important book.
叫做《竭诚为主》。My utmost for his highest.
The book is called My Utmost for His Highest.
这本书我要建议每一个重生得救的基督徒都要念。
I recommend this book for every Christian.
会改变你的生命。
It will change your life.
会改变你做事处人的态度。
It will change how you live and how you
改变你跟上帝的关系。
It will change your relationship with
God. 张博士在《竭诚为主》这本书里面讲到奥古斯丁曾说过一段话。
Oswald Chambers referenced something that Augustine said.
那他说奥古斯丁祷告说
Augustine had this prayer.
他说主啊救我脱离自我辩护的情欲。
It says, save me from the desire of avenging for myself.
我一定要为我解释清楚。
I need to
explain myself.I need to help people understand me. 他说这样的一种意念呢是破坏心灵对神的信心。
He says this desire corrupts my faith to God.
是这个是我要自作主张的态度。
It's an attitude where I want to take things into my own hand.
然后张博士说主耶稣基督从来不解释什么。
And Oswald Chambers says in his book that Jesus never explains for himself.
他说他让错误自己纠正。
He allows the wrongs to correct itself in its course.
很好。Let the mistake correct itself.
Let the mistake correct itself.
让错误自己纠正自己。所以我们第一个伸冤是上帝的主权。
So the first thing that we need to know is vengeance belongs to God.
第二，我们看到伸冤的反面力量。
And the Second, when we look at verse 20, is the opposite of vengeance.
那就是说，我们不伸冤。
If we don't avenge ourselves,
我们只做我们应该做的事情。
We do what we can.
那这个20节呢？ 是我们很多基督徒读经的时候都问的问题。
Verse 20 is something that a lot of Christians have questions on.
到底这句话什么意思？
What does this verse really mean?
那这个炭火放在你的头上。
What is the heap of burning coals?
是引这箴言25章21-22节。
It's a reference to Proverbs chapter 25.
这一节所说的与伸冤报复呢，刚好相反。
It's opposite of vengeance.
换句话说，这个人的生活呢，不是一个反应式的。It's
not an attitude of reaction.
不是说你爱我，我就爱你。It's
not because you love me, so I love you.
我爱你是因为你爱我。It's
not because I love you, because you love me first.
这样的爱呢，就是一个反应式的。This
kind of love is a reactive love.
你不爱我的时候，If
you don't love me,
我还是爱你。But
I still love you.
这是主动的爱。This
is an active proactive love.
那能够做到这一点呢，就是上帝的儿子。And
if you can do that, you are children of God.
张博士说这一段话。Oswald
Chambers said this.
他说，主上耶路撒冷去的时候，As
Jesus goes to Jerusalem,
没有什么使他灰心的。There
is nothing that discourages him.
他受到很多的攻击。When
he was being attacked,
他走过一个村庄，经过。 越过一个村庄,
as he going through from village to village,
他都没有逃避,
Jesus did not flee.
他知道人都在对他有恶感,
he knew that people had evil thoughts against him.
当他被拥戴的时候,
when Jesus was being praised,
他不会流连忘返, he
does not enjoy that moment and get stuck.
不管人对他感恩还是忘恩,
whether people are thankful or the opposite.
总不能叫他走向耶路撒冷的心意改变一点。
It does not change his destiny to Jerusalem.
意思就是说，不管人怎么样对待他。
No matter how people treated him.
对他好也好。
Whether they treated him
对待他不好也好,
well. Or they're against
对他好的他也不会得意忘形。
He doesn't take pride into those people.
对他不好的，他也不会怀恨在心。
And he doesn't hold grudges against those.
但是他知道他要做什么。
He knew what he was doing.
所以他在最后的时刻面向耶路撒冷。
So at the last moment in his life, he faced Jerusalem.
这就是说，不受人怎么对你的影响。
And so his destiny was not swayed by how people treated him.
马丁路德曾经在街上看到很多有需要的人呢。 就请他们到家里来吃饭。Martin
Luther saw a lot of people on the street who are in need, and he invited them to his house.
有人在他家里吃了饭以后呢，就顺手牵羊把他家里东西也带走了。Some
of these beggars, after they're fed, they decided to steal things from Martin Luther.
所以这个马太太呢就很不高兴。So
his wife was not very happy.
所以要他先说以后不要再请他们。His
wife tells him, "Don't invite them anymore."
你知道马丁路德怎么说呢？
You know what Martin Luther responded?
马丁路德说， 请吃饭是我的事儿。
Martin Luther responded that it is my duty to invite them in.
偷东西是他的事儿。
And stealing is their responsibility.
抓不抓他们是上帝的事儿。
And whether they are being punished, it's God's responsibility.
还是照样。 请这街上贫苦的人,
and he continued to invite them over and treat them.
个人要负自己的责任。
Each one of us is responsible for our own actions.
所以对饿了的人就给他们吃。
So if your enemy is hungry, feed him.
不管他是谁。
It doesn't matter who he is.
在南非曾经发生过一件事情。
In South Africa, there is this one.
有一个小女孩有一天在丛林里面。 被他父亲的仇敌抓到。There's
a little girl who was in the forest, and she was captured by her father's enemy.
那这个仇敌就把这个小女孩的两个手给她砍掉。And
her father's enemy basically cut off her arms.
然后就把她放回家。And
let her go back home.
经过了好多年，这个小孩子。 这个伤已经复原了。
Many years went by and then the wound healed.
有一天在他家门口出现了一个人。
And one day a man showed up in front of her house.
向他讨饭，向他求咒诅。
And this person was begging for food.
这女孩一看就知道他就是当年砍断他两个手的那个。
And when she saw him, she immediately recognized that this was the man that cut her arms off.
他就进到房子里面，叫他家里的佣人把面包、把牛奶、把吃的东西都拿给他，尽量的让他吃。
But she went into the house and asked her servants to bring food out for this man.
然后他就坐在他的旁边看。
And she sat down next to him.
当那个人吃完了以后
，And when the man was finished with his food,
这个女孩子就把遮盖他手臂的一块布松开了。
And the girl took off the cloth that was covering her arms.
然后就说了一句话。
And said to this man,
我现在复仇了。
I have avenged myself now.
那这句话呢，就是这个人当年砍他手的时候说的。
And this is the same thing that the man said to this little girl years ago when she cut her arm.
那个人看了以后吓了一跳。
And the guy, when the man saw her arm, she was shocked.
那这个女孩子所做的这件事。
The thing that this girl did.
因为她成了基督徒。
Because she became a Christian.
她把炭火堆在这个人的头上。
She placed a heap of burning coal on his head.
如果有人加害于我们。
If someone is persecuting us,
我们能够照着正常的方式来对他。
Can we react normally?
就是把炭火放在他的头上。
It's by placing a heap of burning coal on his head.
他会自觉羞愧。
And they'll bring shame to them.
我们负责做我们的。
We're responsible for what we can do.
神负责其他的事。
And God's responsible for others.
而二十一节讲到深渊是被恶所胜。
And verse 21 talks about vengeance, seeking vengeance is being overcome by evil.
为恶所胜有两方面。
Being overcome by evil, there are two parts.
第一个就是别人的恶为别人的恶所胜。
It could be that you're being overcome by other people's evil.
那就是报复。
That you're avenging others.
为自己的恶所胜就是深渊。
And if you're overcoming by your own evil, that's a
evil. 报复跟深渊呢是常常是两败俱伤。
Revenge or avenging yourself will only bring a
恶永远不能够被恶所胜。
You cannot win evil with evil.
伊索寓言有一个故事。
There's a story.
I'm sorry. 有一个黄蜂呢，在一个蛇的头上一直咬它。
There is a little bee that's flying on a snake's head.
这个蛇呢就气死了。
And the snake was getting really
agitated. 怎么甩呢？这个蜜蜂，这个黄蜂也不走。
Because couldn't get rid of this bee.
所以又痛又不知道怎么办。
So it hurts, but the snake doesn't know what
to do. 后来他说：“干脆呢，我就把我的头呢，就伸到这个车轮底下。”
So the snake thought, "Hey, maybe I'll just put my head under the tire."
同归于尽，于尽。
So we'll kill the bee and myself together.
其实呢，以你的恶不能胜人的恶。
Your evil cannot overcome others' evil.
有的时候自己吃亏。
A lot of times we end up hurting ourselves.
那伊索没有说这个，他讲的是两个蛇跟这个黄蜂都给车轮子压死了。
The story didn't tell us that both got squashed by the tires.
但是我想还有另外一个可能。
But there is another possibility.
因为蛇没有手，所以不能抓。
Because the snake doesn't have hands, so
当他头伸到这个车轮底下的时候
，when he put his head underneath the car tire,
那个车轮子正滚的时候
，when the car tire moves over,
那个黄蜂飞走了
，the bee will just fly away.
所以你不要说我这样子，咱们一起同归于尽，不一定。
So if you think you're going to avenge yourself by taking both people down, that might not necessarily happen.
我们不要以恶胜恶。
Do not be overcome by evil.
我们要以善胜恶。
But overcome evil with good.
以德报怨。
You can use your overcome evil with good.
在这个美国 Denver 这个
地方。In Denver.
有一个牧师
There's a pastor there.
他教会的人呢一直被附近的一间大教会吸引去。
He has a small church, but his congregation kept getting sucked away by the church.
所以他心里面很不舒服。
So he was not happy.
后来呢他知道唯一解决的办法就是祷告。
And he recognized that the only thing that he can do is pray.
他就为那个大教会祷告。
So he prayed for this mega church.
他就感谢主。
And thank God.
上帝供应这个大教会一切的事。
That God is providing for this mega church.
这个教会越长越大。
This is a mega church kept growing.
这个大教会的成功就是我的成功。
And he recognized that the success of this mega church is also his success. And he had peace in his heart.
所以他就不要生气。
So he's not angry anymore.
另外一个故事也是类似的。
And a similar story.
在英国有一个牧师叫做 Meyer。
In England, there's a pastor, his name is Meyer.
他两边有两个教会。
He had two churches next to him.
两个都是大教会。
These two are both mega
churches. 一个是四不真牧养的教会。
This one church is shepherded by Charles Spurgeon.
另外一个教会是这个 Campbell Morgan.
The other one is like Campbell Morgan.
这两个教会人都很多。
These two churches are mega churches.
那这个 Meyer 是一个小牧师。
And F.B. Meyer is a pastor of a small
人都跑到两边去了。
And everybody left his church to go to
these two. 他就为这两个教会祷告。
So he started praying for these two churches.
这两个教会就一直长。
And so these two churches kept
growing.
结
果长到人满为患。
Growing to a point where it
doesn't fit anymore. 满到坐不下人了。
They couldn't sit people in there anymore.
所以这坐不下的人就跑到他中间来。
People who couldn't find a place to sit in those churches then come to his church.
结果他的教会人数增加。
So his church also started growing.
这个不是一恶报恶。
This pastor did not overcome evil with evil.
而是以善胜恶。
But he overcome evil with good.
结束的时候。
At the end,
再讲一个故事。
I want to tell you one more story.
在一个夜雨蒙蒙的周六凌晨两点钟。
In a misty, rainy night at Saturday at 2:00 in the morning.
一位正在沉思默想的传道人。
Is a preacher who is meditating.
忽然间被一个电话声打破了寂静。
All of a sudden, a phone call rang and disrupted the quietness.
是医院的一个 emergency call.
It's an emergency call from the hospital.
有一个人要死了。
Someone is about to die.
需要牧师去为他祷告。
Needs a pastor to come and pray for this person, this patient.
当这个牧师去跟这个人祷告的时候。
His pastor went over to the hospital to pray for this for
这个人。认识这个牧师。
And this person recognized the pastor.
这个牧师也认识这个。
And the pastor recognized this person.
这个人当年在火车道干活。
This patient used to work on the railroad track.
那个时候火车道这个铁轨呢需要人去把那个轨道这样搬过来车子就往这边走。搬过来，车子就往那边。
At that time, it takes manual effort to switch train from track to track.
他那天晚上值班，喝酒喝醉了。
This is a person who got drunk that night.
他应该这样拨的时候，他这样拨。
He messed up how the train should be switched.
然后，这个火车就走错了路。
And the train went on the wrong track.
那这个牧师的父母亲还有他的姐姐。开车经过那个铁路的时候，没有注意，没有看这个火车，不知道，他也不知道，就撞了。
So when the pastor's parents and his sister were driving across the railroad, they got hit by the train.
然后全家人死。
His whole family passed away.
这个牧师不在车上，所以没有。
His pastor wasn't on the car, so he was alive.
这个故事的报纸上都有登。
Anyway, this news met headline news.
现在这个火车道的这个人现在要死。
And this railroad worker is now lying on his deathbed.
他看到这个人，牧师看到、这个。
And the pastor saw this person.
他就为他祷告。
And he prayed for him.
他说：“上帝饶恕你。”
He said, "God forgives you."
我也饶恕。
And I forgive you too.
这个人是不要为恶所胜，反要以善胜恶。
So this pastor did not was not overcame by evil, but overcome evil with good.
今天我们在社会上，在教会里，在家庭中，会有很多类似的事情。
In the society, in our church, in your family, you'll run into many things like this.
让我们以饶恕的心来过每天的生活。
I pray that God gives us a heart of forgiveness to live our life.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Father God, we thank you and praise you.
让我们思想今天我们活在这个世界上。
As we meditate why we're in this world,
我们实在是会遇到各样的事情。
We know that we'll run into many things.
求主给我们智慧来面对各种的人事物。
Father, I pray that you give us wisdom so that we know how to face all situations.
让基督你的爱在我们心中做主。
And the love of Jesus Christ will take ownership of our heart. Will take ownership of our life.
好叫我们凡事能够彰显你的荣耀。
So that in all things that we do, we bring glory to you.
感谢主听我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.